Quantum mechanics are not fellows who repair automobiles in Mr. Quantum's garage. Quantum mechanics is a branch of physics that shows us that we are not as separate from the rest of the world as we once thought. It shows us that the rest of the world does not sit idly out there. It is a sparkling realm of continual creation, transformation, and annihilation. There are several branches of physics. Most physicists believe that sooner or later, they will construct an overview large enough to incorporate them all. According to this point of view, in principle, we will eventually develop a theory which is capable of explaining everything so well that there will be nothing left to explain. This does not mean, of course, that our explanation will necessarily reflect the way that things actually are. But we will have, at last, a theory that is consistent within itself and which explains all observable phenomena. Einstein called this state the ideal limit of knowledge. This way of thinking runs into quantum mechanics the same way that a car runs into the proverbial brick wall. Einstein spent a large portion of his career arguing against quantum mechanics, even though he himself made major contributions to its development. Why did he do this? To ask this question is to stand at the edge of an abyss, still on the solid ground of Newtonian physics, but looking into the void. To answer this question is to leap boldly into the new physics. Quantum mechanics forced itself upon the scene at the beginning of this century. No convention of physicists voted to start a new branch of physics called quantum mechanics. No one had any choice in the matter, except, perhaps, what to call it.